producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. This is the best Kydex holster out there. Period. They make them for inside the waistband that work. They make them for outside the waistband, three different configurations, OSH, SXT, and SOC. And now they've come out with the Scorpion line. I'm waiting to see what the holsters evolve into. But what they are right now is indestructible. Go check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I put feelers out to former Gilbertson, Pennsylvania Police Chief Mark Kessler. I'm sort of wondering about calling him a chief because Gilbertson is a township in Pennsylvania, about 859 people. He was the only police officer. I don't know how you're the chief when you don't have subordinates, but he was a police chief there, and he did some, shall we say, not well thought out videos full of, and don't get me wrong, he can do whatever he wants. He looks silly. He looked very silly doing it. You don't get out there and do that kind of, an armed professional doesn't do that. Okay? I've worked with many. They don't do this kind of stuff that he was putting on YouTube. Used a lot of profanity, and he got fired. He got fired for it. So the other day, now, he's pretty much vanished. He's taken a stab. He's been on the Guerrilla Media Network. He's been on the Republic Broadcasting Network. He's been in a few places. But he can't sustain anything because he's a one-trick pony. So the other day, he decided to try a new trick. He was on the Alan Colmes radio show on Fox News Radio. And he told Alan Colmes that he was working for unnamed government agencies as a magnet to attract the most extreme Second Amendment aficionados out there. And he was part and parcel of taking down, as he says, various militia groups that were actually not militias, but they were just terrorist wannabes, stuff like that. He claims to have volunteered to do it and to have only been reimbursed for travel. Now, during the Bundy Ranch, which was one of the most inflammatory of things for the government to try to confront, when the BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, was trying to grab the Bundy Ranch, some people I know went to the Bundy Ranch. And Kessler was saying that, yes, I know, I saw that Yeager called him out. Yeager called him out hard. James Yeager, Tactical Response, called him out hard. And he was one of the ones that Kessler was trying to pick his head for knowledge on what was going on there on the ground. And he said he didn't have the funding to go to the Bundy Ranch. Okay. So now he looks like a turncoat, right? He looks like he's somebody that sold a bunch of false goods. Yesterday on his Facebook page, the Mark Kessler Facebook page, he put out a statement, a status update, saying that he had punked Alan Colmes. And everybody bought it. And it is, he doesn't ever need to try to apply to be a writer because he, you know, ha 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 is not a, he's writing that out. And this has incensed a lot of people, of course, that for some reason believed that he was an extreme icon, sort of along the lines of Kokesh, maybe. As it turns out, we reached out to him. We reached out to him today. And I mean, until we came back, I mean, during the break is when I found out exactly what they wanted in order to come on here. And I really couldn't have accommodated him anyway because of some technical difficulties. He wanted me to turn over this hour of the show to him. No questions asked. And that's just something I'm not going to do. We had to... at first he said that he had to get authorization from Joe, whoever Joe is. Joe turned out to be his attorney. They needed longer than a half an hour. And I guess I was just supposed to turn over this and let them use this as a forum to put out whatever the story is today. But what he's trying to do, according to people that know better than me, is he's trying to write a book and he wants to have a reality-based television show. Now, in the time remaining, there's three possibilities here of what has happened with Mark Kessler. One, he lost relevance due to the fact that he no longer had fully automatic toys that he could make YouTube videos with. So he decided to do this to publicize his book. Two, he really did this. He really was working undercover for an unnamed agency or agencies. And he's come out and blown the whistle on it while he says it's still in progress. Or three, he's insane. And the three is probably sprinkled in with the other two. And what's left is the former group that he used to try to attract is no longer going to be coming his way. Because they want to know why he did it. They want to know why he had to punk Alan Colmes. That's not really that staggering of a feat to pull off. If he really did it, you don't give away operational security. And nobody does that kind of work voluntarily. They just don't. I mean, even when I was in the military, I was getting paid something. And I wasn't doing that kind of work. But you don't go out in deep undercover and then get out there and start talking about it while the investigation is still going on. That compromises the investigation. You just don't do that. And I've never been in law enforcement, and I know that. So he's got nowhere to turn now. He's not going to be able to turn to the law enforcement community. He's not going to be able to turn to us. I didn't ever give him a whole lot of credence anyway. Doing some things are dumb. They're just dumb. This is ideological combat. And we have and reserve the right to step it up a notch if necessary. Doing something like, say, Adam Kokesh did when he was carrying the shotgun in the middle of D.C. in direct violation of the law. Got him arrested, got him thrown in jail. Don't know if he can own a gun now. If you can't own a gun, it's hard to train with a gun. It's hard to remain sharp with one. It is counterproductive. Don't be concerned with the Mark Kesslers of the world. This is just a sad, sad example of the narcissistic egomania that is fueled by things like Facebook. And, you know, some people do things just to get a response. Any response, good or bad, it fuels them. Let them run out of gas. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
News Flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door, but an average of 20 minutes for police to respond to an alarm. Even if you own a gun, 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen to your family if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Easy Armor reinforces all the key weak points on your door: the jamb, the lock area, and the hinges. If these areas aren't reinforced, you're not safe. Easy Armor has been tested and recommended by police. You can install Easy Armor in 30 minutes, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to InvasionStopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's InvasionStopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. They're just simply the only thing I use. That's it. That's all there is to it. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. Monday's show is going to be pre-recorded tomorrow. Tomorrow morning I'm going to get up and I'm going to head to Smyrna to Adventures Outdoors. And Kevin the Tack Daddy is going to be there. I was on his show last night. That was sort of entertaining. I had to get out of, I was allowed to get out of my FCC compliant mode. That was sort of nice. Also, there's going to be Such Double Zero, another, he's a YouTube personality. He has reviewed a few of my guns, and he does a very thorough examination of a gun. Also present, this is all going to be put on by Head Down Firearms. From Sage Dynamics is going to be Adam Cohen. He's going to show up, and we're going to talk some training. But if you're in the Atlanta area, the pre-record is going to start at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm going to have a secondary mic set up aimed out at the gallery, if there is one. And if anybody there wants to step up and ask a question, well, that's going to be available to you. I think we're going to actually be at a gun counter. So I might be filling out Form 4473s while I'm doing the show. I don't know, in any event. But Monday's show is going to be pre-recorded, not going to be live, but it will be coming to you from a remote location. Because radio can go anywhere nowadays. I think everybody else is headed down there right now, as a matter of fact. I'm going to wait. Because it's raining today, and I don't like to drive in the rain. And driving towards Atlanta in the rain, well, that's... I don't know. It's got to be safer to try to get into orbit. It's got to be safer. Who wrote this? Alan Korn wrote a letter that the old media would never dare print. So, his letter to the editor, and I don't know which editor he wrote this to, we have hundreds of thousands of people discreetly carrying firearms throughout the state, being Arizona, with government permits for the sole purpose of self-defense and stopping crime. Countless others safely carry sidearms for the same reason, without any red tape government paperwork, under the freedom of constitutional carry for 4 years now. Yet the front page today says, as usual, police and criminologists don't have an explanation for the dip in homicides that statistics keep showing. What's wrong with these people? If they can't see the most obvious evidence in their faces after decades of effort and success, what else are these so-called experts missing? Innocent people are armed against crime. Shooting ranges and trainers are busy educating the public. Crime drops and officials don't recognize any results. Why do you think every state in the union, except New Jersey, finally has some form of discreet carry? National statistics on the subject are overwhelmingly positive. Society is safer when criminals don't know who's armed. Guns save lives, guns stop crime, and criminologists don't have clues. The great trinity of news truths that somehow don't make the news. It would be hysterical if it wasn't so serious. Sincerely, Alan Korwin, author, The Arizona Gun Owner's Guide. Now, people like John Lott and Gary Clack and Robert Gaius are not criminologists by nature. They're economists. Now, they've taken up studies regarding criminal matters and defensive gun use. And overwhelmingly, there is far more crime stopped than committed with guns. Overwhelmingly. Additionally, we know where most of the crime is. 70% of all crime is occurring in 3% of the counties of the United States. We also know, and I don't know why the criminologists haven't made this correlation, we also know, sadly, who's killing who for the most part. In America, this is scandalous. This is scandalous that this happens in America today. In America today, 50% of all murderers are black Americans. And 50% of all murder victims are black Americans. And this is black American youth killing each other over street turf. not accomplishing anything. Because the only place they could go to get any sort of stuff resembling acceptance, resembling love, was a gang in an inner city. Nobody makes that correlation. Their family's been dissolved by design. Abortion is rampant. I mean, I saw the other day where Planned Parenthood joined the Ferguson, the Black Lives Matter protest, which is the most ironic thing I've ever heard in my life. Planned Parenthood. Call them the abortion czars, if you will. Joining up with Black Lives Matter. I agree that Black Lives Matter. All lives matter to me. And all innocent life matters to me. There are some people, though, that profiteer from black-on-black crime. It's the way they make their living. It's the way they get their funds. They're the monsters. They're not me. I'm not the monster. I am not the monster. Anybody that is my friend, first and foremost, they are either a man or a woman, first, an American, second, and then we start getting into the ethnic subset if somebody has to have that. But and I'll address that 772 in the next segment. I'm being chastised, as I should have been, but I'll address that. But at the end of the day, armed America is what is making America safer. It's a very simple thing, really. The criminals don't know who has the guns, and that is the problem for them. That's the problem for them. And we're doing so good at stopping crime that it makes the progressives very nervous, because they know that we could stop them too if they ever decide to take that mask all the way off. Occasionally that it flips. We know what they look like. The low info voter doesn't. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your
your commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Those holsters, that meant the Scorpion line, the OSH, the D3 carriers, all of that stuff. This is stuff you can't break. It is completely modular. You can move it all over the place. You can mount it to anything you want to mount it to. And that's what makes them different. And their price point is still right around where you would find some of this other junk in a big box store. You can afford it. This is not something that's priced out of your grasp. Go check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Yesterday, I was on the Tac Daddy show, which is an internet show. Kevin the Tac Daddy runs it, and Kevin has a big following. I did not know until an hour before the show that was going to happen. It had been talked about. I had not called Kevin and said, Kevin, I need to be on your show, because I've had Kevin on the show before, primarily because most people that listen to this show or that show are listening to that show or this show because of that host. And being a guest on somebody's show, you know, especially a show like Tac Daddy, I didn't know what kind of new stuff I could bring to it, but it was very enjoyable. Kevin does a good show. He's a little looser set of rules than I'm used to dealing with, but it was fun. It was absolutely fun, and I believe it's up on YouTube or something. The guys that were on the panel, those guys were splendid, every one of them. I don't know their names because they all had, like, screen names. And I'm the only one using my real name. I don't know. Maybe my screen name should be Hat for a Toupee or something like that. I don't know. But it was fun, and that's the reason I didn't announce it, because I didn't know it. I didn't know it was going to happen, and I'm not going to presume that anybody's going to give me any airtime other than the airtime I take up. So that's all it was about. It wasn't me trying to be sneaky. I know some people might have liked to have seen that, and it's on YouTube. Go check it out. Go find Kevin the Tack Daddy's channel's last night's episode. It was fun, and I had a lot of fun with it. There are very few incidents where I get out there and I will completely slam law enforcement. But in the case of the shooting and killing of 12-year-old Tamir Rice, I slammed him for that. And now we know a little bit more about the Cleveland police officer, Timothy Lohman, than we did before. Because Timothy Lohman, before he was a Cleveland police officer, he was an officer in a from Independence, Ohio. And he was dismissed. He was deemed unfit for duty while serving on this other police force. Supervisors specifically cited his dismal handgun performance and emotional instability when they forced him to resign in December of 2012. During a training exercise when he was at Independence, or in Independence, at a gun range, he became distracted and weepy, according to information obtained by The Guardian. Officer Timothy Lohman, after young Mr. Rice, in a park with a toy gun, when they pulled up on him, and I mean, they left no space whatsoever, they drove up within 8-9 feet of where Tamir Rice was. Timothy Lohman got out of the car and shot Tamir Rice. He didn't, 3 seconds from the time the car stops, 3 seconds later, Tamir Rice is shot. That's about how much time it takes to get out of a car and pull a weapon. While at Independence, he was specifically faulted for breaking down emotionally while handling a live gun. During a training episode at a firing range, Lohman was reported to be distracted and weepy and incommunicative. His handgun performance was dismal, according to Chief Jim Pollock of the Independence, Ohio Police Department. The memo includes a recommendation that Lohman be released from the employment of the city of Independence. Less than a week later, on 3 December 2012, he resigned. I do not know what the process. I know that you can be. I know that he. I don't know if he was certified. There's a certification process a police officer can go through where he can be a police officer anywhere once he becomes certified, once he's been through the academy. And in this particular case, if Lohman had been certified, maybe that certification should have been revoked. If you are so terrified of handling a gun that you can't even demonstrate proficiency with them, and they terrify you so much that you become a nervous wreck when you're forced to touch them, then why on earth would you pick a career where you must touch one every single day? This is a hoplophobe with a badge. I'm trying to wrap my head around this. He should never have been able to find a job in law enforcement after his washout at Independence. The Cleveland Police Department failed to vet him adequately. And I wonder just exactly how much is below the surface of the water to this iceberg. But in Cleveland, it's not the easiest process to get hired at a police department. But once you become certified, and that's one thing I'd like to find out. Was he certified, and did they vet him? Did they call Independence and say, why doesn't he work for you anymore? Why did he resign? If they didn't put anything with his records jacket indicating that he couldn't handle a gun without falling apart, I don't know. if I was in charge of a police department, every guy coming, every woman coming, that wants a badge, wants a gun, and wants powers of arrest, I'm going to know an awful lot of stuff about them. Because if I'm going to unleash them on the streets of the city that I'm in charge of the policing of, then I'm going to make sure that they're representing me the way I want to be represented, not based upon some sort of mental instability that they're going to bring to bear in the job. A police officer, being a police officer, you got to be a psychologist. You got to be very conversational. You got to know how to talk to people. You got to know when to be tender. You got to know when to be fierce. You spend most of your days being bored out of your mind, and, you know, you might have, I don't know, a minute and a half of absolute horror. It's not an easy job to do. You don't send a hoplophobe out to do it. You just don't do it. This guy was running on fear. And when he got out and 12-year-old Tamir Rice was on his side of the car, it just, you know, it just became a fill-your-hand situation for Mr. Lohman, and he filled his hand, and then he filled Tamir Rice. That needs to be labeled a bad shoot, and they need to go ahead and charge Mr. Lohman with that. And even if it ruins his life, so what? So what? Think about the lives that he ruined when he shot this 12-year-old kid. Think about that. I got no problem with armed professionals, because most of them are very professional. This guy was not one. But he had all the trappings of it. And he couldn't handle it, and a kid is dead because of it. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you, of course, by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com. They are very affordable. A lot of the stuff that are sponsors of the show, they're never, I don't have anything like G-Code in that, you know, when you look at some of the holsters out there like Phobos and Blackhawk, that you can find everywhere, G-Code is at the same price point as those holsters. Most of the other stuff, maybe a little bit higher. This is truly a unique product and is the best product. There's been two that have been torn up in combat. One was rolled over by an M1 tank, and the other one split when an IED went off beside the soldier wearing it. These things are tough. And they have a lifetime warranty on them. So, one way or the other, whatever you buy, you're going to have for the rest of the time you want it. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. Last week in Austin, 49-year-old Larry McQuillum went on a 10-minute shooting spree. He fired approximately 100 rounds in an attempt to shoot up a federal courthouse and Mexican consulate. He had the words, "Let me die," written on his chest with a Sharpie. The only fatality in that shooting was Mr. McQuillum himself. When a mounted Austin police officer holding the reins of two horses shot him at a distance of 312 feet with one hand. One shot, one kill. Pretty good guy. That's a pretty impressive single shot to take. I don't know what he was shooting, but I'd like to find out who his instructor was. Now, according to certain news outlets, Mr. McQuillum found a map that included 34 locations marked as targets in his possessions. The majority of the locations were either government buildings, including the ones that he attacked, or financial institutions. The map included two churches. They also found a book, Vigilantes of Christendom, and inside the book was a handwritten note that discussed Ms. McQuillum's rank as a priest in the fight against anti-God people. According to Christopher Combs, special agent in charge of the FBI's San Antonio Division, McQuillum said, mentioned to some people that he was upset because he couldn't find a job and because, in his view, immigrants were able to get more services than he was. Authorities believe he acted alone. All of that's fine with me. It was only when the police chief got up there, because they always want the chief to have a little press conference after these kind of things. He gets up there. His name is Art Acevedo. He's the Austin police chief. During his news, press conference, he encouraged Austonians, to rat out gun enthusiasts for vetting. He stated, folks, let me tell you what keeps me up at night. It's these guys. It's these homegrown extremists that are lone wolves, that are mad at the world, that are angry. And that's why it's important for us as Americans to know our neighbors, know our families. Tell somebody. If you know somebody that's acting with a lot of hatred towards a particular group, especially if you know somebody who's a gun enthusiast, or they're armed with this type of firearm and they're showing any type of propensity for hatred, doesn't that mean that we're going to, that doesn't mean that we're going to go and take them to jail, but we might want to vet these people. He may well have been alive today if we'd had the opportunity to do that. That's always the way. That's always the way for these gun grabbers. In Texas, Second Amendment rights are sacrosanct everywhere but in Austin, I guess. Otherwise, I had no problem with the story whatsoever. Until we had to talk about something that had nothing to do with the crime. What he's describing, what he'd like to have, AB 1014. Is that what it was? AB, whatever it was. In California. He wants pre-crime. He wants pre-crime. Just like they have in California now. Now, some days, for some people, if you go to some of the places I go to when I'm looking at news, because I don't watch the news on TV. I'm one of the few that don't get my information from the magic box. When you look at some of the stuff that I look at, one of the things that occurs to me every time that I look at some of this stuff is, do I need to go back to the gun shop and get some more stuff? Now, why do I say that? On any given day, you can look out there, if you look across the entire nation, and you can see direct evidence of an all-out effort to disarm us. Those of us who simply wish to exercise our rights. And that alone should be enough to convince you to stock up while you can. But it becomes even more unnerving when you realize that the executive of the country, his top cop, and all of their little bleeding sheep that follow them so closely, want the same thing. That's their opinion of your precious Second Amendment right. Sometimes, just like Washington State, I think they need to just take it to the full degree now in Washington State. And I sometimes wonder if there would be some hypothetical way to transport the liberal establishment into that utopia where there's no guns. What would they see? First of all, if we had never been armed, right now when you go to a football game, what you'd be singing or hearing at the beginning of the game would be God Save the Queen. If we even got to have ball games. We might still have slavery going on today. In recent memory, in the 20th century, would we have been able to respond in the way we have in various world events? All the answers to that, all the bad stuff, we still have it. And we wouldn't be able to respond. So then you look at Ferguson, and you've got people like Sharpton and Jackson, St. Louis Rams, members of the Black Caucus in Congress. They won't let this die. This is going to continue to ripple. This tantrum is going to continue to ripple and play out across the country. And let's stop calling Al Sharpton Reverend Al Sharpton and Reverend Jesse Jackson. I know men of God. They would never do anything to make people hurt other people. Then you can think about the hordes of people coming across the southern border. Some of them fit into the hoodlum category. That's never good for our country to have more of them. And if you think our southern border is porous, you ought to take a look at our border with Canada. Canada has a bigger border with us. And there's virtually no law enforcement presence there at all. We don't know what's happened. We have a bunch of unchecked crossing areas. Local Canadians casually drift back and forth across the border to buy the less expensive gasoline and groceries. And now we have ISIS and Boko Haram and Ebola on top of all of this. And that's why on a regular basis I look around at what I have and I simply go, is it enough? And I don't know if I can possibly have enough singularly. But me and my neighbors, we will persevere. My colleagues and I will give a fair accounting. And I'm... But sometimes I just sit back and say, do I have enough? That is it for us for the week. Well, not actually, because I got to do it again tomorrow. But you'll hear about that on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Friday. This has been Lock and Load.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.